The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Let me talk about this survey that has found about 40% of workers in Ireland say they suffer from imposter syndrome. This was a survey carried out by TaxPack. And the number of women who suffer higher than men. Oh, almost half of women suffer from imposter syndrome. And almost one in five say they suffer from it. They experience it absolutely all the time in work. Well, Amy Connolly is with me, the founder of Sculpted by Amy. You're very welcome to the show, Amy. It's good to talk to you again. You would be in one of these categories. Are you in the 20% who suffer from this all the time, or is it just now and then?
Firstly, hello. Thank you for having me. It's always lovely coming on to chat to you. And I think, thankfully, I'm definitely one that kind of just goes from time to time, depending on kind of what's happening with work or how I'm feeling about whatever kind of level of challenges is ahead of me. So, yeah, thankfully not one of the 20% who unfortunately has it all of the time.
And how does it manifest itself for you, imposter syndrome?
So it's funny. It's something that I probably referenced actually on the show with you a few months ago. I was part of an award, the EY Entrepreneur of the Year. And when the nominations for that came out, that was the first real time that I felt imposter syndrome at the time when it went to print. And I was like, oh God, like, I don't think my business has done enough. I don't think I've done enough. I don't think I'm worthy of being here. And there's no real rationale as to why that comes. I think it's a compliment in terms of like who you're up against and who you're pitched beside because you really admire them. But then it's also probably a lack of belief in kind of what you've personally done to date or what the company in my instance had done to date. And then really ironically, I ended up going on to win that category. And that was the biggest moment of like, from someone who felt such imposter syndrome at the start, it then really turned on its head. But I just don't think you can help it. I think it just is your mind kind of takes over.
There's probably a fine line as well, isn't there, between healthy humility and imposter syndrome?
Yeah, totally. I think where imposter syndrome starts to be quite negative is when it's really impacting kind of how you feel and that's impacting how you perform or how you think of yourself. So, you know, at the beginning when those nominations come out, just to give that example again, I definitely felt nearly like half embarrassed that I was up against that category because I was like, God, I really don't think that my business is at that level yet. So rather than just being, you know, it's kinder to myself saying, oh, it's great that we're there, but I probably don't deserve to be in a little bit in a, I suppose, lesser fashion than actually feeling stronger emotions that can come with imposter syndrome. So I think it, like you said, it does depend how much it's impacting you at that time.
I'm struck as well, there'll be people listening and they might assume that the more success then you meet, the less likely you are to suffer from it. But counterintuitively, it might even work the other way.
I would completely say so. I think, you know, in my instance, as the business grows, I'm faced with these challenges that I've never in my life even gone towards or had experience in with other companies. So in fact, it actually gets bigger and better, I think, in terms of how you're feeling and how scared you might be. Versus at the start, I kind of didn't think anything through and I was like, oh yeah, this would be grand. And then the challenges just kind of came, whereas when you actually start to think more longer term and plan for the bigger events, that's when it really kicks in, I think.
And did you or do you just kind of ride it out when you feel this way? Have you coping mechanisms? How do you deal with it?
Yeah, I think I'm someone like always from the beginning, I would never overthink things. So as much as I can feel the feeling and it's there, I try to just kind of block it out. And I don't mean that, you know, it's not good to not acknowledge things or not speak about it, but I don't let it control my mind because that's really when it starts, like I said, to impact in terms of how you're feeling or how you're performing or how you view yourself. So I think for me, just kind of not letting it go overboard works well for me personally. So at the time last year when I was really feeling it, I just kind of parked it and said, okay, you need to cop on and get over yourself and understand that you're there for a reason. And hopefully, you know, there are other people who can associate themselves with that and say, yeah, that worked for me as well. Because if it didn't, I think it would be really hard to overcome because it would constantly be shadowing kind of how you're feeling and how your mind is.
Yeah, I guess it's like any form of anxiety, because it's a form of anxiety, isn't it? And they say, you know, when it begins to impact the rest of your life, it's a problem. But in and of itself, anxiety isn't a problem. We all suffer from it. And at times it's a good thing. You know what I mean? It can maybe fuel you and drive you on to seek self-improvement.
That's what I was going to say. If anything, sometimes, you know, I'm not saying it's a good thing to have all the time, but sometimes those inner thoughts actually do help to push you on, or help for your mindset to go, actually, I am going to show them that I deserve to be there in the running, or whatever it might be in the instance that you're feeling the imposter syndrome for. So yeah, it can actually sometimes work in your favor. And I definitely think I'm someone like that. If someone tells me, no, you can't do it, I'll be like, oh, great. I can't wait for the challenge to show you that I can do it. Well, but yeah, it definitely can work.
Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking again, Amy, and hopefully we'll chat again soon. Amy Connolly is the founder of Sculpted by Amy, and that survey I mentioned carried out by TaxBack. People continue to get in touch on 52106 with their suggestions for Ireland's greatest hero. Others, though, like Barry, want to talk about those dart delays on the way to the Bray Air Show at the weekend, with people abandoning their carriages. People apparently left the first train after 5 minutes, says Barry. We were on the third train and we were stuck with no aircon for 45 minutes. Children and the elderly were very distressed. Barry, thank you for that text. 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.